Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, US Exim has signed a memorandum of understanding with Poland's official export credit provider and official state bank, Gospodarka Gazprom. Energy trader Vitol has agreed to buy 4 combined cycle gas turbines in Britain from Drax Smart Generation, pushing its total combined cycle gas turbine capacity to 3.3 gigawatts. And the Spanish government has opened a call for tenders for 3 gigawatts of renewables, set to be auctioned on January the 26th, 2021. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news front, Gunvor's oversubscribed biodiesel borrowing base has revealed significant lender support for the backing of cleaner products in line with the energy transition. But with the handful of biggest traders attracting plenty of debt and SMEs struggling to secure such volumes of financing, the already large funding gap at the lower end of the commodity trade finance market is set to widen. On our essentials news front in the commodity space, UK-based gas and power trader Trailstone Renewables has secured a one-year 150 million euro secured revolving credit facility with an option for the company to request instruments in various other currencies. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, collateral management agreements have always played a vital role in commodity trade, but in today's litigious world, the relevance of the CMA is more than ever. Here, Peter Hopkins, Managing Director at Drum Risk, outlines the origins of the CMA, the increased need to police the commodity supply chain, and draws in some war stories to provide a frontline flavour to the sector. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.